DHS Mayorkas rejects Congress, cancels border wall contracts. By Neil Monroe on October 9, 2021. The nation's border chief is canceling contracts to finish construction of the border wall, even though Congress voted to build the border wall. According to a press release from Department of Homeland Security, DHS, they have been directed to build a border wall by Congress, and they're just canceling the contracts because they don't care what Congress does, said one Hill staffer, who added, Congress certainly should sue the agency, but it won't until after Republicans take back control. The congressional Democrats are not interested in preserving the powers of Congress unless the president is of a party they don't like. However, the people in South Texas probably can sue, because they can say they're the ones being harmed specifically by the executive branch not enforcing or not following the law, the source added. In general, it is illegal for agencies to refuse to spend appropriated money. The October 8 announcement comes as DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is refusing to implement Congress's immigration laws, including the laws that require asylum seekers be held in detention until their pleas for asylum are judged. Hundreds of migrants have been killed by Mayorkas's refusal to enforce the border law. Tens of thousands of Haitians left jobs in South America to reach for Mayorkas's dangled offer of U.S. jobs. But once Biden's border polls crashed, Mayorkas pitilessly reversed his welcome policies and sent thousands of the South American Haitians, jobless and penniless, over to Haiti. Drug smugglers have used Mayorkas's migration-friendly policies to help move lethal drugs past the overstretched border agents. In 2020, roughly 90,000 Americans were killed by drug addictions. At least 800,000 migrants have crossed the border since January because of Mayorkas's welcome for migrants. This partially open-door policy has allowed many employers to hire low-wage illegal migrants instead of paying decent wages to Americans. His loose labor policy also rewards employers who refuse to hire and train millions of sidelined Americans, including homeless drug addicts in Pennsylvania. Mayorkas is a Cuban-born refugee. He is an immigration zealot who insists that Americans' homeland must be a nation of immigrants, regardless of the impact to Americans' wealth and society, and also insists that the dignity of migrants must be the foremost priority of the agency. Mayorkas's DHS statement tries to dodge congressional authority by claiming it may, eventually, sometime in the future, build a wall, but only after spending much time and money talking about building a wall. Until and unless Congress cancels those funds, the law requires DHS to use the funds consistent with their appropriated purpose, and beginning environmental planning activities as part of the department's plan to do so. For example, the wall construction money will be used to host meetings with opponents of the wall, the statement says. Environmental planning activities will cover projects funded with DHS's fiscal year 2018 to 2021 barrier system appropriations where construction had not started. These activities include additional biological, cultural, and natural resource surveys for project areas where no data have been previously collected. CBP will also conduct comprehensive and targeted outreach with interested stakeholders, including impacted landowners, tribes, state and local elected officials, and federal agencies. These activities will not involve any construction of new border barrier or permanent land acquisition. In February, several Republicans voted to confirm Mayorkas, despite numerous warnings from critics. The Republicans who voted for Mayorkas were Senators Shelley Moore Capito, RVA, Susan Collins, Army, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Rob Portman, RO, Mitt Romney, RUT, and Dan Sullivan, RAK.